Started there at Torah Way, Northwest London, Tuesday, Vov Cheshvan, 28th of October. Rabbi Chaim Polak Shlita, teaching Torah to a non-Jew, part 2. This week's Torah is sponsored by family Melinek, Lichvat Simcha Masun of Oshi Melinek, Neriyah and Lani Rosenblum, Shatichia. His chasta took place on Sunday. He rotsu in Shivna Ba'as, Bemoam Yisrael, Hashem Lissiloch. Onishmas, our Mayased and organizer of Torah Way, Golda Green. Yosef Tov Ben.
So last week we started talking about the Shaila about teaching a Goy Torah. We mentioned there's two Gemaras about it in Shas. The Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara says a Goy who learns Torah is Chayv Misa. The Gemara learned that from a Pasuk, Torah Tzivolonu Moshe Merosha Kilas Yaakov. Therefore Goy learns Torah is Chayv Misa. The Gemara wants this. The Gemara asks, why is it not part of the Zayin Mitzvahs Pnei Noach? And the Gemara then says that if a Goy, if he learns his own Zayin Mitzvahs, which he's Mechoyevim, which he has to know about, then the Gemara says it's the opposite. Then he's like a Kohen Gadol, who's Nichnas and Lefnai Lefnim. Then it's a big thing. But if he doesn't learn the Zayin Mitzvahs, he's learning Stam, the rest of Torah, he's Chayv Misa. Then the other Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara says, Omreb, Ami Ein Moisrin Divrei Torah Lo'uvd Kechovim. You can't teach Torah to a Goy. It says by Kodesh Baruch Hu, when Hashem came around, Hashem he taught us the Torah. He didn't teach the Goy in the Torah. Therefore, we are not allowed to teach a Goy Torah. So first of all, you want to say?
That's illogical because one doesn't follow.
What, they're teaching a Goy?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going
to
be able
to. Yeah, so
when do we teach a Goy Torah? I mean. Yes, we'll see maybe at the end, we'll talk a bit more halacha l'maisa. So we'll see l'maisa, this sugya, it's very interesting because you have shittas from one end to the other end. So we're going to see soon. Some say we don't bechalal pask in this halacha, and the others who are very, very machmir, we'll see at the end. But Yashav says if you're giving a shir, and let's say there's a goy in the room, there's a goysha, a carer for an old person or something, you can't give the shir. There's a goy in the room listening, you have to either send him out, or others say give the shir in Yiddish. It's also an etzah, which most of the time you can hope. That the Goy will not know what you're talking about. But we'll see, and some say, B'chal, we don't pass in the whole halacha, you're allowed to lechatchila teach a Goy Torah. So, it's quite an open-ended sugya. So first of all, mitzad the Gemara says there's an Issa for a Goy to learn Torah. Is this an Issa d'Oraisa, an Issa d'Rabbanon? So we find also a few shittas. We find Tosfos in Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Ches. Tosfos says in the Gemara writes that there were Roman generals who went to the Eden to come and learn Torah. And the Eden taught them Torah. And the Gemara says they understood everything. There was one halacha they couldn't understand about an ox owned by a Yid, which is a negeach, which caused an ox owned by a Goy. That halacha they couldn't understand. But it sounds like in the Gemara they learned, they pretty much covered everything. So how could the Eden teach them Torah? So Tosfos says, Tosfos is Loshen and his Kashan, Baba Kama, Tosfos says to teach a Goy Torah is also ba'aseh. There's an Issa Aseh, an Issa Midoraisa, an Issa Aseh to teach a Goy Torah. Tosfos answers that there the story was, you have to say that either it was Pikuach Nefesh, they were forced to teach the Romans Torah, if not, the Eden would be killed. Or you have to say they were Magaya, the generals, they became Eden. But Tosfos Lamaisa learns that there's an Issa Aseh to teach a Goy Torah. The Rashbof, interestingly, in Baba Kama, he asks the same question, and he says, if to teach a Goy Torah is also Beleis Aseh, it's Issa Lav to teach a Goy Torah. It sounds like the Gemara Chagiga brings a Pasuk, Loi Osochein Nechol Goy. The Rashbol saying it's a lav. Hashem didn't teach the Torah to the Goyim. Similarly, we cannot teach the Torah to Goyim. It's an Issa Leis, I say. Yeah, Mitivri Mitivri Kabbalah. Yeah, Mechori Mitivri Kabbalah. You're right. Mechori Mitivri Kabbalah, yeah. Shaking the Tosfos, Mechori, he's going back on the beginning of the Pasuk. Of, that's Mashmat, Magad Dvorah for Yaakov, but that's more Mashmat, and I say that Hashem teaches, he does teach the Torah to us, it would be more of an Issa Aseh. However, the Samishen learned that it's not Bechal and Issa D'Oraisa, the whole thing is only with Rabbanon. For example, the Rambam, even though the Gemara Sanhedrin says, a Goy who learns Torah is Chayv Misa, the Rambam says, doesn't mean we kill him. It means we tell him, you should know that if you learn Torah, really you're Chayv Misa. So, like a Mishnah explains, the Rambam learned that there's no real Chayv Misa going on. If a Goy learns Torah, or to teach a Goy Torah, to cause him to learn, is Bechal not a Din D'Oraisa. He says it could be that it's Issa Midrabbanon, he's got to say that maybe the Goy is Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Like upon him, there's no Issa D'Oraisa for Goy to learn Torah, or to teach a Goy Torah. That's what he says. And the Mechaschinach Torah Evan, they also take on that for Goytel and Torah, to teach a Goy Torah, it's only also mit Rabbona. And the Meiri also, interesting, he writes in Sanhedrin that the Issa of a Goytel and Torah is mit Rabbona. And the reason is, people might think that he's a Yid. People will see a Goy, Amish clearing all the Yeshivish Ashailas, I think Pstami is a Yid. So therefore, it's also for a Goy to learn Torah, it's only also mit Rabbona. The Meiri comes out with a lot of kulos because of the Rabbona. And he says, if a Goy wants to learn about Yiddishkeit, maybe one day he'll find the MS, he'll become a Yid, it will be okay. He finds various kulos for a goy because the whole issa is really just basically like not maris ayin, but it might confuse him for yid. So it's quite a watered down issa. But the big problem is, which the Achronim ask, that you open up Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Talmud Torah, and you won't find this halacha. There's two gemaras in Shas where we said a goy can't learn Torah, you can't teach a goy Torah, and Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it. Shulchan Aruch leaves out this halacha about teaching a goy Torah, but chalal, he doesn't bring it. And the Rambam also, the Rambam, he brings the gemara in Sanhedrin that a goy cannot learn Torah. But he doesn't bring the Gemara Chagiga that you can't teach a Goy Torah, that he leaves out. The Shaila is, Bein the Shulchan Aruch, Bein the Rambam, why do they leave out this halacha that you cannot teach a Goy Torah?
Censorship.
What? Censorship. I don't think we find in Shulchan Aruch so much. More in the Gemara, there's more censor. I don't think in Shulchan Aruch. At least later on they would have found a Ksavad or something. But it sounds like it's not a halacha. Also, the Rambam, he does say that Goy can't learn Torah. That much he did write. But for us to teach him, he left out. And Shulchan Aruch didn't write either. In Shulchan Aruch, it's understood why the Shulchan Aruch didn't write the halacha that Goy can't learn Torah, because Shulchan Aruch wasn't written for Goyim. The Rambam wrote everything. But Homer, why did the Shulchan Aruch not write? You can't teach a Goy Torah. So we find when he wrote them, the Be'er Sheva, he wrote a Kunturus, Be'er Maim Chaim. There he writes, he proves in many Gemaras that this Gemara, the two Gemaras that you can't teach a Goy Torah, and a Goy can't learn Torah, is not la halacha. We don't pass like it. He says, look in Shas, you'll find Gemaras full all over the place. Now the Goyim asked the Amiroim different shailos, they asked them all different halachas. Any misach be open, you'll find that the Goyim asked these shailos and they answered, and they went back and forth. We find Gemara's full, but you're allowed to teach a Goy Torah. And he brings specifically a Gemara in Bavabas with Daf Chofalof. The Gemara is talking about, you have a neighborhood of people living together, and one of them wants to open a school, he wants to start teaching people. And the Gemara says that if he's teaching Yidden, then you can't be ma'akev. If he's teaching Goyim, then the other neighbors can be ma'akev on him. They can stop him opening the school because it's going to cause too much noise. And the Be'er Maim Chaim, he says that, if you look at the Rishonim there, the Gemara is talking about teaching Torah. If you want to teach a Yid, teach Jewish children, not Torah, you want to teach them secular subjects, then the neighborhood could stop him. That which the Gemara says, the neighborhood can't stop a Yid opening a school to teach Jewish children, is only if he's teaching them Torah. And on that, the Gemara says, but if he's teaching non-Jewish children, then they're allowed to stop him. So it sounds like the Gemara, you're allowed to teach a Goy Torah. Just the Gemara saying that the neighbors have a right to stop him opening the school in their neighborhood. Well, it sounds like in the Gemara that you are allowed to teach a Goy Torah. You're allowed to teach Goy children Torah. Ein Shom in the Gemara, Bava Basra Daf Chofalof. So he proves from this Gemara, many Gemaras, that you're allowed to teach a Goy Torah. And the two Gemaras are not la haloch, and that's why Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam did not bring this din about teaching a Goy Torah. The Sfas Emes, he says, interestingly, that he says, we know by Talmi HaMelech, the story of Talmi HaMelech, that he got the Chachomim to write the Torah in 70 languages. He says, really, the Torah can't be written in other languages. He says, once Chazal had to give a heter to write the Torah in other languages, at the same time, they were matter the issa of teaching a Goy Torah. Once they're going to write in all the languages, Mamela, naturally, a Goy is going to learn it. So included in that heter, in that era, they had to also be matter the Torahs, the issa of teaching a Goy Torah. So from then on, was Chal a heter, all me out of teaching Goy Torah, and that's why Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring the halacha. That's the Sfas Emes in the Chagiga. The Yad Eliyahu. Yeah. I'm gonna get there. Yes, that could also be. It's also a bit of a kasha, yeah. What? Yeah, the Gemara Seita says, Lamatei, that he wrote it in 70 languages. And, so the Gemara says, the Gemara's mashma, that it was Kadeh that Goyim should see the Torah and they should have the opportunity to learn it. And the Gemara says they chose not to learn it, and then they were thrown out. They were nitcha from ever learning Torah. So we'll get back. I mean, some learn. Moshe has it said that was like a hurrah shah. That was a special event that Hashem gave the Goyim one last chance before the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael. They gave the Goyim one last chance to learn Torah, and when they refused, then they were cut off from Torah forever. It was like a hurrah shah. So Moshe's got it said. We'll see soon, maybe another pshat. But for the Shulchan Aruch, the Moshe has another pshat. He says the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, they do bring a different halacha. There's a Gemara in Ksuvah, Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara says you can't teach your Eved Torah. If you have an Eved Kanani, it's not so frequent today. The Gemara says you can't teach your Eved Torah. After the Kach, the Gemara says if somebody sees somebody teaching his Eved Torah, maybe it's a Raya that he was already Meshachah, maybe it's a Raya that he already freed his Eved, and that's how he's teaching his Eved Torah.
He's got some obligations of mitzvah.
Yeah, again, so he's not worse than a goy that seven mitzvahs he'd need. So an Eved Kanani, he's saying he'd have more mitzvahs, so he'd be able to teach him any like mitzvahs like an Isha. Yeah, it'd be more things that he doesn't need to know, for example. Stuff like that, which is not Negea, Halacha Lamaisa, he doesn't need to know. He's teaching him, sitting down, Dafayemi, Zvachim with him, he doesn't need to know anytime soon. Then the Gemara says, it has to be a proof that you freed him, because you can't teach an Eved Torah. That's what the Gemara says.
But surely the Eved has to know how a Yid should treat an Eved Kanani.
Yeah, so that would be part of his halachas. Yes, I'm saying that much, maybe he'd need to know. Yeah. Yeah, he'd be mistreated. Yeah, so that much, whatever he needs for his halachas. Yeah.
He needs to understand that Olam Bahem
Tavoidu. Yes. Olam Tavoidu, yeah, yes. Anything he needs to know, he's allowed to know. But to learn with him Dafayemi Zvachim of Pigal Lachatzimate, I don't think anytime soon he has to know that Lamaisa. Yes, that we mentioned last week, the Mashal proves from the story with Hillel that the Ger came before him that if you're teaching a Goy Torah, Kadei, it's part of the Ger's process. It's Mutter. But Rabbi Kvega, he learns the Gemara differently. He learns that story that they were Magai, Hillel's Magai the Ger straight away. He brings from Tosfos, he's Magai him straight away. And when he was already a Yid, then he taught him the Torah. And with that, because the story was that Ger only wanted to become a Ger because he wanted to become the Kohen Gadol. So really, Lechatchil, you can't allow such a Geras. So Mashal says, Elamai, Hillel taught him Torah when he was a Goy. And eventually, after learning Torah, he'd figure out that he can't become a Kohen Gadol. And then afterwards he'll be Megai him if he still wants to become a guest. Mashal proves you can teach him Torah even though he's a goy, as long as it's part of the Geirus process. And that's Chora what, I don't know what we're saying on many times. But the Kivegi brings from Tosis and Yevamos in two places that Pshan the Gemara is not like that. The Gemara means that first he was Megai him, but he knew that after he'd been Megai him and teaching the Torah and had learned that he can't be a Kohen Gadol, and Hillel knew that he'd still be happy to remain a Yid. Therefore there wasn't a problem of being Megai him. But when we see that, he had to be Megai him first. So therefore he says, the Fitosis, there's no Raya, you're allowed to teach a Ger Torah in the Gerus process. It has to be that he's already a Yid. Moshe's got a whole truth about that in itself. That could be, it's also Moida, that if for sure he's going to become a Yid, let's say if he's in a place that he can become a Ger, the country allows it, and he's on the way to become a Yid, then there's no problem. It's only if, let's say, he's in Russia or in a place where he can't become a Ger in that place. He'll have to start travelling around. And he wants you to teach him Torah, could they that eventually maybe he'll go into the process that Rabbi Kvega says you can't do.
How can he be Mekayah if there's no Kabbalah Smitzvahs because he doesn't know?
Yeah, so for Kabbalah Smitzvahs could be the basic. You have to just be Mekayah and Mekayah Smitzvahs. But that's what you're saying. Like, Kabbalah Smitzvahs could be a later stage of the Ger. So once he's already holding Mamash by becoming a Ger, he's already, maybe after Tfilo, he's gone through some of the process, he's already Mamash holding by being a Ger. Even Rabbi Kvega's Moida, you can teach him everything. Because then already he's mamash about
to. Be the guy him when he doesn't
know. No, so Rakanam, he has to be there. He's actually at the stage that he's all he's missing is basically Kabbalah Mitzvah. So then he's not.
Therefore, he must have learned before.
Maybe he knows something by himself, but he's holding by stage that you tell him if I teach you the Torah, are you happy to become a Ger? And really, Moshe Moore talks about it's the legal process that he has to be in a place that he's able to become a Ger, shaykh him to become a Ger. And so on. So basically, if it's part of a Ger's process and he's on the way to becoming a Ger, Maisa Ramosha's Mate. But again, the question is why Shulchan Aruch left out this din of teaching a Goy Torah? And Ramosha says, he says, like we said, that Shulchan Aruch does write that you can't teach an Ever Torah. Another halacha Shulchan Aruch says, you can't teach a Talmud Sheini Hogan. A Talmud has to be a Talmud Hogan. Talmud Sheini Hogan, if you have a Talmud who doesn't keep, he went off the Derech, he doesn't keep Torah Mitzvahs, and he's not interested b'chalal in learning Torah. Shulchan Aruch says, if it's Talmud Sheini Hogan, he's not interested in Bechalal learning Torah, it's just Lakanta or whatever, you can't teach him Torah. So therefore, says Rav Moshe, it's a Kavachoyim. If you can't teach an Ever Torah, Kavachoyim, you can't teach a Goy Torah. Therefore, Shulchan Aruch didn't have to write specifically to a Goy, because we learn that Kavachoyim from an Evet. That's how he learns up in Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam as well. The Mechaz Chinuch, he says a very nice Torah. He says that Tosfos Shulchan Chagiga asked, that why does the Gemara need to say you can't teach a Goy Torah? Anyway, a Goy can't learn Torah. That's the Gemara Sanhedrin. You can't learn Torah by himself. Therefore, if you teach him Torah, you're over Nifnei Eved, because you're causing the Goy to learn Torah. So why do you need a special halacha and chagiga that you can't teach a Goy Torah? So Tosfos has a Torah. So says the Menachas Chinuch, that this kasha will itself be the Pshat of the Rambam. The Rambam writes that Goy can't learn Torah. So maybe it's poshut you can't teach him Torah. You don't need the Rambam to write specifically you can't teach him Torah, because it's poshut. If a Goy can't learn Torah, there'll always be Nifnei Eved to go and teach him Torah, because you're just causing the Goy to learn Torah. Basically saying there's no special halacha. You can't teach him Torah, it's just automatically included in the din that he can't learn Torah, and maybe you can't teach him because he's going to end up learning. So that would be a nice pshat in the Rambam. The problem is, Shulchan Aruch didn't even write the halacha that a goy can't learn Torah. Shulchan Aruch didn't write anything. So then the question remains, Shulchan Aruch, why didn't he bring this halacha that a goy cannot learn Torah? So I want to put down maybe a new idea in this Issa of teaching a goy Torah from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav, in one place, it's in Pashat Vashanan, he writes, we know in many places there's an idea of the Mesodos HaTorah, of Torah being passed down from generation to generation. He says, we know the Mishnah, Ovos Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, Umasoli Yeshua, Yeshua Leskenin, there's an Indian of Mesodos HaTorah, Torah being passed down. So he writes that the Indian of the Torah being passed from Dor L'Dor is only Torah Shebal Peh. So the Torah Shebiksav isn't really passed down. He says, why? The one Gittin in other places says, the Torah Shebiksav you're allowed to write. The written Torah is meant to be written, you can write Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebal Peh, through the generations, originally wasn't allowed to be written. He wasn't allowed to write Torah Shebal Peh. So he says, therefore, Torah Shebiksav, there wasn't really an idea of a Mesira, of a Mesira from Dor L'Dor. It was already all written. Everyone had their Sefer Torah, their Chumash, whatever it was. They could look at the Torah. They didn't have to pass it down from one Torah to the next. Hashem, Torah Shebal Peh, because historically, the Mishnah at least, they couldn't write the Torah. Therefore, the way it was given over was Midor L'Dor. Moshe learned the Torah, he learned everything, he gave it to Yeshua, Yeshua to the Skenim, and Shekhinah Sagdol, and so on. So it had to be passed on from generation to generation. So he says, however, we find there was a Tkufa in the Gemara, Rebbe, or later on, that they started writing Torah Shebal Peh. The Gemara says, that came to a point that if they wouldn't have written Torah Shebal Peh, then Chas V'Shalom, the Yidden would forget the Torah. Therefore, Rebbe had to write the Mishnayos down. There's a Gemara in Tumurah Daf Yadalah. The Gemara says, Amiroim started writing all the different prices and all the different discussions they had, Ravina Ravashi. Eventually they wrote down, he calls it Chasimas HaTalmud, when the Talmud, the Gemara, was written down. That's when they started writing down Torah Shebal Peh. He says, at that point, the main Mesorah of the Torah ended, really. Because at that point, everything was written, everything was there. So you didn't really have to pass down the Torah from generation to generation. Everything was written. Like Torah Shebiksav was written already from Kabbalah HaTorah. Who had in Torah Shebal Peh also was written, Bizman Chasimas HaTalmud. So he writes an interesting thing. He says, we know the Mishnah says, the Rambam Paskins, that somebody forgets his Torah, his Chayav Misa, Shechech Tovam HaMishnosoi, Harezim his Chayav Benafshoi, his Chayav Misa. And Chayav Voloshin writes, he says, this brought down halacha. This halacha, you can't forget your Torah, is only until the point that the Talmud was written. Once the Gemara was written down and we have our Shas, there's no Issa to cause oneself to forget the Torah. That's what he says. So Poshup Shat, it's because it's not a big deal if you're forgetting the Torah. Because it's always written, the Maaseh Shas is there, everything's written. So the Maaseh, if you forget, you can always find it again. Bishkov says that's not the Pshat. He says the Issa of forgetting Torah, he says a big Yisoy. When somebody learns Torah, it's not just learning Torah, he's also connecting back to Har Sinai. He says every time we learn Torah, we're really a link in the chain, we're connecting back to Matan Torah. He says many times we see in the Gemara, when a person learns, it has to be in a Tzura, like he's Mekabel Torah now. The Gemara says the Baal Keri is not allowed to learn Torah. Why can't he learn Torah? So Gemara says in Brochas, because the Torah was given, Bereses, Bezeo, Be'imo, was given in a situation of fear. It was given with fright, with trepidation. Says the Baal Keri, he's not in a situation where he can learn in that sort of way. He can't learn with sincerity, therefore he can't learn Torah. That's what Gemara says in Brochas. So we see in the Gemara, every time you learn, it'll be in Mekabel Torah now. Therefore, when you learn, it has to be in the same Tzura, in the same form as if you're accepting the Torah now. So we find also Rabbi Yonasan ben Uzziel, the Gemara says, whenever he'd learn, if a bird would go on top of him, the bird would burn up into flames. And Tosafot says, it wasn't some the Kedusha of Torah. When he learned Torah, it was like he'd been Mekabel Torah Har Sinai. Like Har Sinai, it was Be'esh, it was given Be'esh. Well, then every time he learned, it was like Har Sinai. Therefore, like when he learned, he was learning Be'esh, he was learning in a matzav of the Tzura of Kabbalah HaTorah Har Sinai. So every time we learn, we're not just learning, we're connecting back to Har Sinai, to the original Matan Torah. So he says, that's pshat in the Issa to forget Torah. The Issa to forget Torah is because we have to learn Torah, we have to remember it, kedei to be another link in the chain of Kabbalah HaTorah, to connect back to Har Sinai. If we forget it, we're breaking the link, we're breaking the chain, we're forgetting the Torah, we're stopping that Mesira of Torah, of the Torah going from Dor L'Dor. So he says, that's pshat. Chaim V'Loshim was saying, once the Gemara was written, once the Talmud was already printed, and now we all have access to Torah Shebal Peh, it's all already printed, it's all written. Therefore, the Mesira is finished. The Mesira of passing the Torah, Midor L'Dor, is basically already done because it's all already printed. We all have access to the Torah. So therefore, we don't need to pass it from Dor L'Dor. We can't extend it. Every time we learn, we are still another link in the chain. But the Ikkar chain is there. The chain really completes itself. Once the Torah was written in the Talmud, that's when we have the full Torah Shebal Peh. We have the way to connect back to Kabbalah to Matan Torah. Because that is the way of looking at the Torah and getting back to the Masorah of Kabbalah's Torah. Therefore, he says that's Pshat today. There's no Issa to cause oneself to forget to learn Torah, because we're not breaking the chain. Because the chain basically is there already, it's complete once the Torah was written. So, if that, you could say as well, when it comes to the Issa of teaching a Goy Torah, if you look at the Gemara Chagiga, Biskrofs Madaik, the Gemara says, Omrib Abi, Ein Moisrin Divri Torah La'ev Kechavim. You can't be Moisr Torah to a Goy. What's the philosophy? Ein Moisrin. What's the Ein in Torah? You can't teach Torah. What's the philosophy? Mesira. Says the Biskrof, the Pshat is, the Issa of teaching a Goy is not just teaching him Torah, it's Mesira, it's handing him over, it's handing him over the Torah. The problem is, you can't make a Goy part of the link to Matan Torah. Like we said, when you learn Torah, you're part of the link. You're extending the link that we're also learning. We're extending that chain back to Matan Torah. By teaching a Goy Torah, you're including the Goy in that Mesira of Torah. You're including him in that chain, in that link, going back to Kabbalah's Torah. That's the Issa of the Gemara. Ein Moisrin, you can't make a Goy part of the Mesira of the Torah. You can't make him part of that chain back to Matan Torah. And he says, really, the Gemara brings the Pasuk, Shanei Amalei, Oso Chein Achol Goy. How is that a Makor to us? The Gemara is saying, Hashem, he gave the Torah to the Eden, not to the Goyim. What's that got to do with us? How do we learn out from there that we can't teach a Torah to a Goy? Because the Pshat is no, because when we learn Torah, we ourselves are emulating what Hashem did at Matan Torah. We ourselves are continuing that link and doing over a Matan Torah, basically. So therefore he says, if Hashem only gave the Torah to the Eden, not to the Goyim, and when we learn, we are also a chain in the link, we are also a link in the chain, so we are also continuing that Masorah of Kabbalah Satorah. Therefore, if Hashem didn't give the Torah to Goyim, we can't give the Torah to Goyim either. We can't be Moisa the Torah to a Goy. What?
She offered it to the Goyim.
He offered it, but they said no. But after they said no, Maisa the Pasuk says, but also Chein Achol Goy. At least after they said no, from then on, they were excluded from the Torah. Hashem said, you're not getting the Torah anymore. So then, when we learn Torah and we're emulating, we're also doing a Kabbalah Satorah, we also, like Hashem, can't give the Torah to a Goy. Because every time we learn, we're also doing over Kabbalah Satorah and connecting back to Matan Torah. So that's Pshat in the Gemara. That's what I'm saying. In Moisrin Torah La'akum, you can't be Moisrin, give it over to a Goy. So therefore he says, Amor de Gazach, like the Issa of forgetting Torah doesn't exist once the Torah is written, because the Ikka Mesira of Torah finished, the Ikka Mesira of Torah Shabbat Peh finished once the Talmud was written down. Hu Adin, the Issa of teaching Torah to a Goy also doesn't exist once the Talmud was written. After Chasimus the Talmud, once the Rebbe, they wrote down the whole of Shas, and that Torah Shabbat Peh basically was quantified, was written down. Therefore, there's no Issa anymore of teaching Torah to a Goy, because the Mesira of Torah Shabbat Peh finished once the Talmud was written. Therefore, there's no Issa of being Moisrit to a Goy, because the Mesira of Torah basically, the Ikka was complete once the Talmud was written. So therefore, you're not Pogeya there, you're not interfering with that Mesira by giving it over to a Goy, because the Mesira is already done, La'acha Zman of Chasimus HaTalmud. Therefore, today you're allowed to teach Torah to a Goy. That's the Biskrov. Says Pshat, I'll be the Gemara.
I can't believe of all the reasons you've given, the one reason you haven't given is to teach Torah to a Goy, it's going to cause us endless trouble. That's the only reason you
If you
given,
do teach or you don't teach.
What?
If you do teach or you don't.
If you do, if you teach Torah to a Goy, it's going to give us endless problems.
Why?
For years.
Why?
Well, because they'll use it and they'll destroy Torah.
So Samson really says the Svara the other way. He says that many times the Amoraim did teach the Goy Torah. He says because the Goyim, they learned Torah by themselves. And they thought that the Yidden were doing something wrong, because they learned Torah Shabbat Ksav. They didn't understand what was going on. So they came to the Yidden with Tainos. What are you doing? In your Torah it says this and this and this. He says the Yidden had to go out of their way to teach the Goy that what they're doing is justified, because the Goy learned wrong. He says really the opposite. Sometimes the Goy learns by himself and he ends up with the wrong conclusion. You have to teach him the right way. But one of the Biskrof saying that today, after the Torah is written, the Mesira of Torah finished, and therefore today you're allowed to teach a Goy Torah. So that's his Pshat Shulchan Aruch, why Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down this halacha. So, but basically you have to know, because the Gemara Sanhedrin does say that a Goy can't learn Torah by himself. And that halacha is a really independent halacha, that a Goy can't learn Torah. So, every time you teach a Goy Torah, even though there's no Issa being Moisehim Torah, but there's a problem of the Goy himself learning Torah. So, Beth, we could say there's an afkamina for an Eved Kanani, because an Eved Kanani, Yushalmi says, an Eved Kanani is allowed to learn Torah by himself. Yushalmi says he can even get an Aliyah in Shul, an Eved Kanani. You can give him an Aliyah, and he can read from the Torah himself, he's allowed to learn Torah. So, Shein Yushalmi. So, a Goy is allowed to learn Torah. However, that's clear that you can't teach a Goy Torah. You can't teach an Eved Torah. You can't be Moisa the Torah to an Eved. So, by an Eved, there's never a problem of him learning Torah, because he's allowed to learn Torah. The only problem is teaching him Torah, being Moisa. So, by an Eved, for sure, you could say that after the Zman of Chasimus HaTalmud, after the Talmud was finished, like the Biskrof saying, there's no problem of being Moisa the Torah because the Mesira of Torah is finished. Therefore, by an Eved for sure you could teach him. Could be a Goy as well. Yeah, yeah. So again, anything he has to know for his halachas is like a goy. Like a goy is allowed to learn zayin mitzvahs. Something he can learn zayin mitzvahs, afilu bi'iyun, he's allowed to learn. So within an eved, or also you can teach him like an isha. What? Yeah, it's a big amount. Yeah. Meister's big raya, the chayim bring from the meister with Tovi, with Reb Gamliel. He had his eved Tovi, the Mishnah in Sukkah. Tuvia. And he had his eved, sorry? Yeah, exactly. He went under the bed in the sukkah, and the Tosfos brings from the Yerushalmi. Why did Tuvia? Why did he go under the bed? Why did he go under the bed in the sukkah? And the Yerushalmi says, "Better me was potter in the sukkah. He was an eved. He was like an isha. But he went under the bed because he wanted to listen to the Tanoim speaking in Torah. So if Gamliel knew that his eved was under the bed, and he knew he was there today to listen to them talking in Torah, how could he teach talking Torah in the sukkah? Talvochem, yeah. Yeah. So, but how could he cause them to have learned Torah? So, how you could say, it's really again other things as well. Like we said, if somebody gives a shir and there's a goy in the room, how can you give such a shir? So, the idea could be based on the biskra, like the issa is being moisa the Torah, giving over the Torah. It could be if grads you're giving a shir to a yidden and there happens to be a goy in the room, it could be there's no issa of teaching the goy Torah because you're not teaching him, you're not moisa to him the Torah, you're not giving him over the Torah, you're giving the Torah to the yidden, and it happens to be the goy is in the room. Therefore, couldn't the biskra could understand very well that to teach the Yidden Torah and the goy happens to be there wouldn't be a problem. Remember, Ramosha also matter. He says, for the Lifnei Iver, he says, you're causing the goy to learn Torah. He says, there's no problem with Lifnei Iver because he's got a klal that if you're doing something which is a mitzvah and grad or somebody else takes from it an avera for himself, there's no Lifnei Iver. But Rav Avadya Yosef asks him, there's no Lifnei Iver, okay. But Lamaisi, you're teaching him Torah. If there's a goy in the room, there's another issa, the Gemara Chagigah, you can't teach him Torah. It's quite the pshat, like we're saying, that the issa of teaching Torah is only if you're being moisa, you're giving him over the Torah. If you're teaching Yidden Torah, he happens to be there, you're not giving him over the Torah, you're not making him a link in the chain, therefore, there's no Messiah Torah going on, there wouldn't be any problem if a goy, incidentally, is learning Torah through you. So that could be the idea. And that could be the pshat in that din. Also, we find also stand by Homon, interestingly. We know the story with Homon, that he walked into the Beis HaMedrash, and he asked the Talmidim of Mordechai what they're learning. And they said, we're learning the halachos of Kemitza. Somebody who gives a mincha, he has to bring a kmitza. And the tshuva sasoyeris, the tshuva, he asks, how could they teach Homon Torah? Homon was a goy. How could they tell him what they were learning? So he says that Homon was an eved. He wasn't a goy. He was an eved of Motcha, and therefore it's beseder. But the Gemara says, you can't teach a goy Torah, and the Gemara tshuva says, you can't teach an eved Torah. So why? How can it be better by making him into an eved? An eved, you can't teach Torah either. So the pshat is that mitzat teaching them Torah, it could be there was never a problem. Like I was saying for the Biskrov, that there isn't only if you're passing them over the Torah. If Haman walked into the room and he asked what you're doing and you answer him, you're answering his question, but you're not passing him over the Torah, you're not teaching him Torah. He asked a question, he wants to know what you're doing, so you're answering him. The issa of teaching a goy Torah is only if it's done in the Tzura of Mesira, passing him over the Torah, connecting him back to Har Sinai. If he's got a question on what you're doing and you're answering him, that's not interfering, that's not called giving him over, that's not passing him over the Torah. So the issa of teaching him Torah you wouldn't have. The question was that you can't cause a goy, you can't cause Haman to learn Torah. And now he's saying Homon was an Eved. An Eved is allowed to learn Torah. A goy is not allowed to learn Torah, but an Eved is allowed to learn Torah. So once he's an Eved, he's allowed to learn Torah. It's not teaching him Torah, that wouldn't be a problem because you're not teaching him, you're not passing him over the Torah. And that would also be the pshat. Many poskim say, like you mentioned, that Torah Shabbat. Yeah.
This was Kemitza. Yeah. It should never be again to the Eved.
Doesn't matter. No, an Eved is allowed to learn by himself anything he wants. So himself is allowed to learn. It's teaching him.
We're teaching him Torah Lishma, if you like.
Yeah, no, so that is saying, yeah, so that's where the pshat is, that they weren't teaching, they weren't sitting down to teach Homon Torah. Homon walked in, he had a question, and they answered him. They weren't passing him over the Torah. There isn't only to teach him to pass him Torah that he should know it. If he had a question, you're answering the question. That's not Mesorah of Torah. So there wouldn't be Bechal the Issa of teaching. So Stanley brought the Gemara in Sotah that when the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael, they wrote the Torah in 70 languages on the Avonim. So many say the pshat is because the issa of teaching Torah to a goy is only Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Ksav is okay. And the question is why? Why Torah Shebal Ksav Beseda? So some say, I'll just say Bekitza, some say the issa of learning Torah, the Gemara says, is like stealing, it's like Gezela. So why if a goy learns Torah, is that stealing? What is he stealing? He's not taking anything away from us. So the Yavid says very interestingly that if somebody learns Torah Shebal Peh, the Gemara says, if he's Usik B'Torah, the Gemara says he's coined it. The Gemara says that Kiyim B'Torah is Hashem Cheftoi. That first the Torah belongs to Hashem. When we learn, we're your Gea and Torah, it becomes ours. The Torah Shabbat Peh, when we're your Gea and Torah, then we're Kuni, it becomes our own. The Dafka Torah Shabbat Peh That's how the goy steals it. Because when he learns Torah, he's stealing it from us because he's your geya and Torah Shavafeh. That's his ma'aseh kinyan, that's his gezeila, that he steals the Torah away from us. Torah Shavaksav, you're not meyageya so much, so therefore he's not, he doesn't steal it. Only Torah Shavafeh is the problem, but by learning it, he's coined it and he steals it. But if it is Rav's poshut, the whole issa is dafka Torah Shavafeh, because the issa is the Messira of Torah passing it over. Torah Shavaksav, there was never Messira of Torah, because that was already written by Matan Torah, the Torah was already all there. But Torah Shavafeh was passed from Midor Lador. So on that there was an issa of being most of the Torah. So the whole issa only exists, Torah Shavapeh, because on that there was an issa of passing over the Torah. But first of all, coming out, maybe halacha, perhaps halacha l'maisa, many places can say you're allowed to teach Yidden Torah if there's a goy in the room, because you're not passing him over the Torah. And because that's the idea. And who would if a goy randomly asks you a question, you're allowed to answer him, because if you're not passing him over the Torah, you just happen to be answering his question. But with that, we can understand the bracha we say every morning, Asher bracha bonim kol ha'amim, v'lo sonos Torah soy. Noisin HaTorah, what's the Noisin HaTorah? Pshat is Hashem, when he chose us to give us the Torah, not the Yidden, and not the Goyim, it's like the Pesukov saying, we're Vaita doing over Matan Torah. Every time we sit and learn, we're Vaita repeating the accepting the Torah by Matan Torah. With that itself, it's Noisin HaTorah, where again, every time we learn, we're again repeating the Kabbalah Torah of HaSinai.
Thank you.
Clumsy use of language. It's a clumsy use of language on my part. That's so foolish. I don't remember what you said.